Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
20 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning, and well, guess what? It's Cal.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. But we're not welling this morning. We're playing games.
Yeah, I've treated my Dr. Smock or whatever. I'm not a doctor, but you know, like,
we have you in for well next week,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Today we're mixing things up because you've got a bit of a fabulous fundraiser that you're a part of happening this Saturday.
Yeah, we're in our 7th year of it. It hasn't been 7 years since we started because, you know, the COVID.
We don't talk about that. Shall not be mentioned.
Okay, yeah, So we've had delays here and there, but this will be the 7th year we've run this annual event. It's called Surf versus Turf between the Melbourne Chargers Rugby Club and the Melbourne Surge Water Polo Club. And it's just kind of a fun intersection for our two clubs. It is a fundraiser for us. So I as sort of game maker, make games that every year there's always one or two that everybody knows is coming. And then there's always one or two that are a bit new. And I get people going, well, what skills do I need for this one? And I'm always very cryptic.
Now, Rachel, I want to, as game master, what kind of games do you reckon Cal would play?
Well, you were trying to give me some ideas as something to do with bums. Look, honestly, I have no idea. I imagine sports people, so some arm wrestling.
The creativity that Cal brings to organising this event, I reckon would put like Taskmaster to the test.
Is there something along the lines of like who can hold their breath underwater in a bucket for the longest?
That would actually be interesting.
Got like a water polo team.
So what the teams do, that's actually a great example, because one year the team said, well, what's the first game? And I said, it's going to be a strength-based game. And so the Melbourne Chargers put up like the biggest, burliest guy on the club. And Serge was like, oh, I don't know, we'll just put up our lanky goalie or whatever. And the game was called Hang In There, which is where you had pretty much kind of like, it wasn't any longer, I mean, look, it was probably 4 inches long, kind of piece of dowel rod hanging from the ceiling. And they had to, and it was suspended by a rope, and they had to hang on for as long as possible. So suddenly this 120 kilo rugby player was like, oh no, we've made a terrible mistake. And the lanky goalie was like, I'm in it to win it. Yeah, so there's always a twist to whatever games there is.
Of course.
Yeah, Cal brings the tricky just like you do when it comes to a game.
I love. Oh, so they nominate a person without knowing what the game is, the round.
So a lot of people are very curious about Elbow Deep, which is actually sort of a revisioned game from New Course.
Elbow Deep is amazing.
BYO gloves?
No gloves necessary, okay. But it is tricky. You need two people for that one.
Of course you do.
And then we have some that are like very traditional. There's always, well, you touched on it. We always finish with the Best Butt Beauty competition, where the crowd really is the judge.
Right.
And points are awarded for those with the best assets. Mm. Yeah.
Now, this is a great fundraiser that raises funds for Melbourne Surge and Melbourne Chargers. We know the Melbourne Chargers, like in a couple of weeks, they head off to Rome for Bingham Cup, the international rugby tournament that's happening. But what is there a focus this year for Melbourne Surge's fundraising at the moment?
Well, at the moment, this isn't a big year with regard to IGLA, so to speak. So there's not a big international gay games or something for Surge. But we are going back into our major season. We're in the middle of our rookies program right now, which is bringing in a whole lot, a lot of groups. And with that expansion just come increased costs. So this helps both those clubs offset some of those costs and keeps fees reasonable so that people can participate in sport. Because that's the reason to be, is to make sport accessible for LGBTIQ+ people that otherwise wouldn't.
And it's more than Speedos. Like, it's not just Speedos that cost the money, is it?
Oh, you know what the biggest thing is? Pool hire, because you want a field. Fields are readily available, but water polo pools have to be deep all the way around, so you can't use a pool with a shallow end.
Of course,
so there's only a few of those around.
Yeah, where do you find an all deep pool?
Well, some of the more modern pools, they actually, you can change the depth.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Really?
Wait. Hang on a minute. Because
where's an example of that?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Melbourne Sports and Aquatic Centre.
Really?
They can just change it?
Yeah. Actually, the funny...
but wouldn't the water leak out the bottom? I'm trying to figure out, like, it's just got a floor that moves?
Yeah, it is. And it's the sides are slots. So the water displaces underneath it.
What did you call
them? This is some kind of crazy underwater maze shenanigans.
I will just tell you, my very first year playing water polo, we played a very late game at like 9 o'clock at night. And so when I came out of the locker room at 9:30, I walked out to see the lifeguard, what looked like they were walking on the surface of the water. And I was like, oh my God, Jesus, lifeguard. And in fact, what they had done is at the end of the night, rather than have to drag the lane rope through the deep water, they make it 6 inches deep and then just walk across the surface of the pool to re-put the lane ropes in for the morning swimmers.
How handy is that? Amazing. For cleaning and stuff as well.
It's like, so good.
If a kid comes in and turds in the water, like how
problem
easy.
Solved. Code Brown,
the floor. Or an adult also could turd in the water.
Let's just avoid turning in the water altogether, just for a change, for 2024.
Yeah, let's just skim that out of the future for us.
So surf versus turf is, why do I say turf? Surf, I did that yesterday as well. Surf versus turf is happening at the Lab, but it's a gender inclusive event, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing with Surge. We're really proud of the fact both clubs have now got non-male identifying players in them. And I'm really proud of the fact that Melbourne Surge actually has an exemption. So we play in the, you know, quote unquote, men's state league, but we have what we call our long toggers, which is basically anybody that doesn't identify as male. You know, we've had our first female identifying player a couple years ago, shot the first goal in 100 some years of water polo in the men's competition. So we have an exemption for the men's competition that we played with a non-gender team.
It is awesome. Great within our communities to actually, have that gender not being an issue in regards to people being able to play the sport they want to play.
I mean, absolutely. And when it comes to community sport, the conversation that, you know, gets so contentious around gender identity and intersexism and whatnot in sport, it's more in the elite pathways that it becomes complicated. I think in the community level, at least for us in water polo, it has been a non-issue, and we've had some fantastic some support from Water Polo Victoria in that regard.
Look, and if anything, I feel like, you know, water polo of all things, what happens under the water, it doesn't matter what you've got going on. You don't want to be
I learned
on
some
the wrong
amazing
side
stuff.
Of a foot or an arm or an elbow.
I learned, all the tricky stuff from, there was this amazing team from Washington, D.C. that we played in Miami, and the female identifying players there taught me a thing or two in clever underwater tactics to draw fouls and things like that. I brought that back actually to Australia, and then I played a former Olympian, and she was like, why are you playing so scrappy? And I was like, look, I learned this from the girls in water polo, so I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God. Well, we are going to find out off air maybe what some of those tactics are. We can't give away all the secrets. Cal.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to, I'm sorry it's dash and run, but I'm just got to get ready for Saturday.
So how can people get details and buy their tickets to support the Surf versus Turf fundraiser on Saturday?
Easiest thing, look up our socials. Either Melbourne Surge, at Melbourne Surge, at the Laird, they've all got,
Look, and Joy Breakfast as well.
I did it this morning. It was very easy to find. Yeah. There's someone in a Speedo, probably your legs, I have a feeling, and it says Surf versus Turf.
We're going to put those details up on the Joy Breakfast Instagram, so give it a follow. Head to Surf versus Turf and see whether they're going to get muddy or wet. Who's going to be on top?
It's 28 minutes past 7. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.